It is Thursday, but we're going to do our Vents Day segment today. Vents Day is our weekly visit with you on a couple of topics in the news and your chance to just vent politely on those topics. Today we'll be talking about striking teachers, whether they should have that right, and universal pre-kindergarten. You can join us on the exchange with your thoughts at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The teacher strike in Medford is now entering its third week, and every time we hear that there's a glimmer of hope, it is quickly followed by an ending of the latest negotiating session with the word that the two sides are still far apart. So let's move beyond the issue specific to this strike and get to a more general question that has been raised. Should teachers be allowed to strike? The people who raise the question often answer with no because they are so critical. So to broaden the question even further, where do we draw the line for any essential occupation? Should public safety workers, for example, be barred from striking? The question has been asked before. You might remember the firing of air traffic controllers after a strike in the early 80s. Let's hear your answer. Should teachers or any other public workers be barred from striking? 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. Issue two, more directly about education itself, whether pre-kindergarten for all students is a worthwhile goal. President Obama talked about it. The California Senate leader just introduced legislation calling for universal pre-kindergarten. So does every four-year-old need to be packed off to preschool every day? Would the benefits be great enough to merit the cost up front? California's voters had a crack at this 8 years ago and defeated a ballot measure to provide universal pre-K. Has the time come? Is universal pre-kindergarten something that society needs and needs to pay for as well? 800-838-3760-541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Vents Day on Thursday, this week only. Back with your calls and emails in 1 minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. You can find us not just on the radio, but also online at jeffexchange.org, on Facebook, or on Twitter at Jeff Exchange, in addition to our offerings here on the radio. This is our Vents Day segment. Why is it on Thursday? Well, we didn't have anybody available to answer the phones yesterday, so now that we're back to more or less full staff, or at least one and a half full staff or something, we're not definitely feeling that great with this disease that keeps spreading through our studios. But the point is, we can do Vents Day today, and we will, with the topics of whether teachers or other public workers, for that matter, should be allowed to strike. And let's also talk about the value of universal pre-kindergarten. Is this something that it's time for society to invest in? Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on this Vents Day at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. First up on Vents Day, Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Yes, on the strike issue, I would say that groups like teachers, police officers, highway, state police, things like that, should not strike. What they should do is have a program of compulsory and binding arbitration, wherein each side brings to their, brings in their requirements to the arbitrator, and the arbitrator picks the one that is the more reasonable of the two proposals. Doesn't take parts of one and parts of the other, just accepts the whole proposal from one side. That way each side is required to be as reasonable as possible and hopes that their one gets picked.
Puts a lot of hands on the power of the arbitrator, though.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So it would require very careful screening of arbitrators.
All right, but
have possibly 10 arbitrators to choose from, and the two sides decide which arbitrator they want.
All right, so in general, government workers, not just teachers, you're saying?
Yes. Anybody that has to do with public safety or, continuing education, things like that.
All right. Lots of stuff to think about. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's go to Greg in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day Thursday. We're talking about whether teachers should be allowed to strike and whether it's time for universal pre-kindergarten.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk about the striking issue. I just feel like, first of all, public safety is a different level of concern. If you're talking about police officers or, you know, air traffic controllers, those are things where public safety is at risk. But for teachers and other, you know, people working in the government, it's a completely different situation. I think that, you know, unions are eroded around the United States, and teachers need the rights to strike, because without strike, they don't have the final ability to, I mean, that's their primary bargaining chip of any union or group that's trying to affect a change in their wages or working conditions. And without that right, that you take away their primary tool.
All right. But you keep calling it a primary tool. It's supposed to be a last resort, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you take away the last, well, sure. Of course, obviously, everyone wants to negotiate. That's the first step. But if everyone is aware that you don't have the last, you know, toughest measure, then what you are capable of doing as a non-striking union is significantly different. You know, you don't have the teeth that you have if you're able to strike.
It certainly would change the complexion of any dispute right up front when you're aware of what you can and cannot do.
Absolutely. Completely.
All right, Greg, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it. We are talking on this Vince Day. It is Vince Day Thursday for a change, just because we couldn't do this yesterday. Our topics, as you heard, whether teachers should be allowed to strike, and you can expand that to other public safety or other government workers generally as well. Our other topic is universal pre-kindergarten, whether it's time to follow through on this, as California is proposing to do. Next up on this Vince Day Thursday, Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, I agree with the last caller. I do think striking is probably the strongest tactic or strategy that a union has. And, you know, our unions are disappearing, and that's why, you know, the middle class is disappearing as well. And as far as early childhood education, I've been working in that field for 25 years, and maybe not all children should have to go, but I think it should be an option. And the kids who need it the most are the ones who typically don't go, unless they're entered into like a Head Start program for low-income single parents. I mean, I work with Head Start, and I can tell you, these kids come in at the beginning of the school year, and a lot of them are out of control. They have a lot of developmental problems and issues that their parents, a lot of them are young single mothers, would not recognize or not educated to spot. And I couldn't imagine these kids going into kindergarten without Head Start beforehand. So I think it would be, and a lot of studies have shown, there's studies going both ways, but the predominant evidence is that it pays for itself like 800% over the cost. So I'm a big believer in early childhood education if it's needed. And, of course, there's some mothers are great and wonderful with their kids and know how to educate them in early childhood and socialize them and all that. But I tried calling during the Xerces Society bee issue, and mm-hmm. I couldn't get through. I'm working with the Oregon Sustainable Beekeepers in Eugene, and we're putting on an event to bring awareness of this, and we've gone around to all the gardening centers. And one of the things I've learned is 50% of the plants in the big box stores have the actual neonicotinoids in the soils themselves.
Really?
Yeah, so that's something that a lot of people think, oh, I don't buy the spray, right? Well, so you really need to ask, and a way to know for sure is to get an organic plant. And I used to wonder, well, why do you need an organic plant? Well, because if you don't, then it's systemic, and the neonicotinoids go through the whole body of the plant and even into the pollen. So, and then Bayer and Ortho are the makers of these neonicotinoids predominantly, and they are putting out a propaganda campaign saying, oh, as long as you follow the directions, it's fine. Well, if you look at the directions, it just says use when needed. So I highly recommend people buy organic when in doubt or ask their gardening supply store. And then on March 15th at Cosmic Pizza, we're having a big event to educate people with a film and speakers and raffled plants and stuff like that.
So. March 15th at Cosmic Pizza in Eugene.
Yep. All right. Yeah, I'll put it on you guys' calendar, too.
All right. Thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it.
This thanks
is
a lot.
You
bye-bye.
Bet. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. You're thinking, wait, it's not Wednesday. You're right. It's Vince Day Thursday. We couldn't do Vince Day on Thursday on Wednesday because we didn't have all the pieces in place, all the people in place. We can take your calls today and have been taking your calls about whether teachers should be allowed to strike. You can expand that to other public workers as well, what the strike rights should be. And our other topic, although we got a little off on the bee thing, but that was our earlier segment. Our other topic is about universal pre-kindergarten, whether it is time to do this, as California is talking about doing. Oregon already has begun to orient itself in terms of a 2 through 22 sort of education continuum. Let's get your thoughts, though, on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. We have an email here from, we called him Tony in Medford last time. I guess he's Tony from Talent again. And his email reads as follows. Congress enacted the National Labor Relations Act, or Wagner Act, in 1935, the Magna Carta of the American labor movement. It specifically excluded federal, state, and local employees. The founders of the labor movement viewed unions as a vehicle to get workers more of the profits they help create. Government workers, however, don't generate profits, so when government unions strike, they are striking against taxpayers. President Franklin D. Roosevelt considered this unthinkable and intolerable. He wrote a letter to the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees in 1937, in which he reasoned that all government employees should realize that the process of collective bargaining, as usually understood, cannot be transplanted into the public service. I'm surprised we didn't hear Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, relying on some of this verbiage. Tony and Talent's email continues. He went on to emphasize, FDR did, his conviction that militant tactics have no place in the functions of any organization of government employees. The appalling behavior of Medford's pedagogues illustrates the timeless wisdom of FDR. It is worth noting that the best schools in the Valley are not on strike. Private schools are still providing superior education at lower cost than the public schools. The lesson should be obvious. That from Tony in Talent, registering his dismay at the teacher strike in Medford. And the broader question before us here on this Vents Day Thursday is whether teachers should be allowed to strike and whether there should be a law barring them. There have been discussions about this over the years, not just for teachers, but also for firefighters and police and other public safety workers. I have an editorial from the Chronicle in San Francisco about whether transit workers should be allowed to strike. What are your thoughts? Who should, if anybody, be barred from striking? And our other topic is pre-kindergarten, and is it time to pony up for the cost of pre-kindergarten for everybody? So we have all four-year-olds attending some form of school before they get to kindergarten. And will that do some things for society that we would like to see happen? Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to The Exchange on Vents Day Thursday.
One of the ideas that I've had for a long time, and I found out people agree with me, their frustration with strikes like this, they keep bringing up these mysterious extra $1 million and extra whatever. I've maintained there should be like a civil case. Goes to arbitration right from the get-go. There should be discovery. Both sides should know every penny that's available, every concession that should be made. That would hasten the whole thing and not be such a frustrating mess for everybody. And if they bring up something that they are going to put on the table that was not in discovery, that side would be held financially accountable.
It seems like the issues in the Medford strike, though, from my perspective, Jim, is that all the numbers are known. It's where they get carried out beyond that. Because when the teachers say, okay, so we're getting this much of a raise, but we're expected to work this many more days with this much less preparation time, that amounts to getting paid less per hour. So I think it's less about the raw numbers than where they get extrapolated to.
Well, everybody, and I keep forgetting that there's a social order in government and a capitalist order in government, I guess. Everybody that's been in any kind of business knows over the course of your life in that business, there's going to be ups and downs in the financial abilities. It's just the way things are, and it's things you can almost learn ahead of time to work with.
All right.
Anyway, that's my thought.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day Thursday. We're doing Vents Day on Thursday this week on the Jefferson Exchange, taking your calls on whether teachers or other public workers should have the right to strike. And we're also talking about universal pre-kindergarten, whether it is time for that to take place in either one or both of our states, as is being proposed by the Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg in California. Join us on the Exchange with your thoughts about teacher strikes, general public worker strikes, or universal pre-K, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You may be aware, too, that this week the Portland teachers, which appeared to be heading for a strike themselves, settled their contract with the Portland Public Schools, PPS. The Portland Association of Teachers, or PAT, decided that, yes, they could live with the contract offer that existed. And so that has been settled before it even got to a point of reaching a strike. But there were some fairly strong feelings about that as well. I'm reading from the Oregonian editorial board from 2 weeks ago. And its editorial concludes, strike preparation develops its own momentum. The rallies, votes, T-shirts, and speeches create an environment where going on strike feels like the only face-saving choice. Teachers could find themselves walking out over a demand to preserve an early retirement benefit, which is a true perk for some employees, but not exactly great fodder for shutting down the city. For PAT, the Portland Association of Teachers leaders, the stakes are clear. If the district blindsides teachers with big pay cuts or intolerable new fine print, the teachers could strike and enjoy a deep reservoir of community support. But if Portland teachers choose to strike as a protest against not getting every marble, the public has a right to be livid. And if the union treats a disruptive walkout as a form of political theater or as a way to push back against broader educational trends, the community has every reason to feel used. Obviously, the strike averted in the Portland district, but hard feelings developing there before the settlement was reached. And the situation with Medford is there's expected to be, actually, it was supposed to happen a couple of minutes ago, about 8:35 this morning. Students at both of the major Medford high schools, North and South, were expected to walk out of classes in support of the teachers. This day, then, would be the first day of week number 3 of the Medford teacher strike. The question is less about the specifics in this or the Portland near strike or any other strike, but more generally, who should have the right to strike? Whether it is such an important component of society, education, that teachers should not be allowed to strike by law. There are some workers who are barred from striking. Often public safety workers are. And the other issue before us today is whether it's time for universal pre-kindergarten, whether it's time to send all four-year-olds to school for at least half the day to make sure that they are ready and willing and able to get going when kindergarten starts at age 5. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760. Anywhere in our listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Jacob in Springfield. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Your laryngitis seems a lot better. Congratulations.
Thanks, appreciate it.
I wanted to comment about universal pre-K, and we could see the decline in education from the 50s till today, and the answer is quite obvious. There's a gorilla in the room, and everyone's ignoring it. And it has to do with having universal two parents raising a kid, you know, instead of having a single-parent household. 70% of black children in America grow up with a single-parent household, and that includes President Obama. And that leads to diminished parenting, decreased quality of parenting, less vocabulary in children, less adult supervision, and poor academic performance. And right now we're looking at 50% of white children also subject to a single-parent household. And no amount of education or preschool or throwing money at the problem will ever repair that. And I think that's probably the predominant reason why education has gone downhill in the past generation or two.
All right, if you can't repair the families, though, doesn't it make sense then to consider some option where you get good adult guidance to a child's life, someone in addition to the single parent at an earlier age? And in that case, we're talking preschool, aren't we?
But I don't think schooling will substitute for parenting, because parenting is kind of a 24/7, 365-day thing. And you know, let's say preschool is maybe 2 or 4 hours every morning on a weekday. And I just think when you talk about universal, the presence of two parents will make more of a difference in any child's life than anything you could throw at them in the classroom.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Jacob. Appreciate it. Let's move on to Carlton in Jacksonville. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. It's Vince Day Thursday. Our topics are whether teachers should have the right to strike and whether we need universal pre-kindergarten. Hi, Carlton.
Yes, Bob Carlton here. I think teachers do have the right to strike. Here's basically our problem, money. We don't have the money to do a lot of things in southern and coastal Oregon because we have basically shut down our main industry producing timber. Until we have the money that will finance everything from public safety, teaching, we got a problem. And that's the impasse that's going on now. I think the teachers are being a little unrealistic, but they do have the right to strike. But it's time now to call it quits and move on.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Bob. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day Thursday on the Jefferson Exchange. That's right. This week only, Vince Day on Thursday, taking your calls on teachers and strikes and whether they should have the right to strike. And more broadly, where you would draw a line, which workers should be allowed to strike, which should not by law. And then we're also talking about universal pre-kindergarten now proposed in California and other places as well. Is this a way to really straighten out society? Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Let me read you an editorial from the 16th from the Sacramento Bee. Talking about pre-kindergarten, the basic tenet is that, yes, pre-kindergarten does make sense. The editorial points out that Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg in California proposes to expand the state's existing voluntary pre-kindergarten grade in the state's public schools to all four-year-olds within 5 years. He wants his Kindergarten Readiness Act of 2014 to be the signature accomplishment of the legislature in 2014. Steinberg's Senate Bill 837 is a good start for discussion on this important issue. Many details remain to be worked out, not the least of which is how to pay for it. In Oklahoma, four-year-olds are included in the state's school funding formula, with school districts getting funding on a per-pupil basis, the same way that districts get funding for older kids. Steinberg's bill would follow that model. To skip ahead just a bit, the SACB's editorial board writes, "Can California afford this? Adding a grade would increase the share of the state budget that goes to education through Proposition 98, $198 million in year one, $990 million by year five. The money would have to come from some other priority." Governor Jerry Brown has shown little interest to date in early childhood education, but many experts argue that the payoff for investing in the early years is considerably greater than investing in education at any later age, as the chart shows. With a commitment to four-year-olds, the state could spend less at the back end in remedial education, or worse, prisons. There have been lots of studies about the advantage of getting kids into education before even the usual level at which we consider it appropriate, which is starting with kindergarten at age five. Oregon hasn't even moved to all-day kindergarten yet, come to think of it. So there have been a lot of tweaks over the years. The question, again, for all of us is how much value is there in pre-K? Do we end up saving a lot of money by having a lot of smarter kids, a lot of smarter people at the back end of their educational cycle if we put a fair amount of money into the front end of the educational cycle? That's the question for you. A couple minutes left here on this Vince Day Thursday on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. I mentioned more material available about strikes. We have an email here from Beppy in Medford. Let's move up and see what she wrote us here. She says, do we have the top of this visible? Okay. She says, "The disappearing middle class is both part of the reason for the strike and the basis for the argument of those who oppose teachers striking. The number of living wage jobs is a fraction of what it once was. The solution isn't to reduce the pay, benefits, and good working conditions of teachers. Teachers affect children the most after students' families, and our teachers need more support from all of us." That, again, an email from Beppy in Medford. Elizabeth Hovde, who writes Sunday columns for The Oregonian, wrote last week that public school strikes should be illegal. Allowing teachers to hold hostage the community that pays their wages is ridiculous, and taxpayers should have none of it. If the public disagrees with how teachers are compensated or the educator-to-child ratio in schools, it should hold lawmakers and other school members accountable. That is a proper and supportive avenue of recourse, not the current foot stomping that has families schedule scrambling and students with the most to lose. That from Elizabeth Hovde, who again writes Sunday columns in The Oregonian. Final call here from Ken in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. One of the things I think our school systems have really lost track of is that we've taken over the job of parenting for kids. And we feed them, we take care of their breakfast, we take after-school programs. And same thing, I think, with the preschool. Kids ought to be at home learning to play with each other and that sort of stuff. I think our curriculum has been brought way too far down. Kindergarten used to be where you got ready for school. Now it is school. And kids just that age aren't ready for some of the rigorous kinds of things that they try to teach them these days.
All right, Ken, thanks for that. Appreciate it. And thanks to everybody else who called and took part and listened to Vents Day Thursday, a rare Thursday appearance of Vents Day here on the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you for listening.